And in those conversations that he's having every day, what is he hearing about the conditions for the plant's Ukrainian workers?
Yeah, that part is pretty heartbreaking. So the plant has been under Russian occupation since March, and it's hard for Petro Kotyen to get a real sense of what's happening there because he says the calls he's allowed to have with the management there are only audio, no video. So he doesn't really know if they're speaking freely, but he told me he can just hear it in their voices.
And I can see by evaluating their voices that the people are very exhausted.
He told me he thinks they're on the edge of what he calls psychological disaster. He told me he knows already that one of his workers recently died after being severely beaten by Russians. And he says some 200 of his workers have been tortured at various times.
Wow. Okay. So on Sunday, operators shut down the final reactor at the plant. It is no longer producing electricity. What did he tell you about that? Are there plans to restart it?
Yeah, Kotyen was very clear about this with me. He said he would not restart any of the reactors, even if it became technically possible, until Russia leaves the plant. It's just safer this way, and it's also better for those workers because it takes less staff to operate the plant like this and takes maybe at least a little bit of stress off of them.
Okay, and what does that mean for energy in the country?
Well, it's not great. Zaporizhia is huge. It's the biggest nuclear power plant in Ukraine, but also in all of Europe. And, you know, it's big enough that if all of its reactors are running, it could technically provide almost all the power this country needs. With it off, Ukraine is having to use more coal, and a lot of the coal plants are in the east, where all of the heavy fighting is happening. For now, Ukraine is okay because not as much power is being used with people fleeing from the war, and with it being, you know, late summer, it's not winter. But as more people come back, it will likely become a problem.